Picture a marathon where the final miles stretch longer with each step forward. That's the PhD experience for many doctoral students. Half of those who begin never cross the finish line, not because they lack intelligence or dedication, but because they never learned the unwritten rules. Success in doctoral research isn't just about brilliant ideas or tireless work. It's about understanding the hidden curriculum that separates those who flourish from those who flounder. Think of it like learning to swim. You can read every book on technique, but without someone showing you how to breathe properly, you'll exhaust yourself fighting the water instead of gliding through it. The doctorate transforms you not just intellectually, but personally, teaching you to embrace failure as data, to build communities that sustain you, and to recognize that the most valuable discoveries often emerge from unexpected detours. Your research group shapes your PhD more than your topic. This is your professional family for years, the people you'll see more than actual relatives. Most students fixate on research questions while overlooking the group dynamics that determine whether those years feel energizing or suffocating. Young assistant professors offer intense mentorship and genuine partnership. Their careers depend on your success, so you'll get undivided attention, though you may need to rein in overly ambitious projects. Mid-career associate professors lead established groups with sophisticated equipment, but conferences and committees fill their calendars. Here, befriend senior graduate students who can accelerate your learning by months. Full professors fall into distinct categories. Some coast after tenure, prioritizing administration over bench science. Others maintain small groups while staying deeply engaged, wonderfully stimulating if the chemistry works. Then there are the empires, massive groups with dozens of students orbiting a famous professor you'll rarely see. Despite minimal FaceTime, these often function beautifully through postdocs and senior students, offering sophisticated resources and project alternatives if yours fails. Watch for the gardener, the once accomplished researcher who has drifted into elaborate hobbies. If you find yourself in a non-supportive environment, focus on available resources and seek help beyond your immediate group. Your opening moves as a PhD student establish patterns that echo through your entire doctorate. Resist diving immediately into experiments. Instead, invest time in orientation. Introduce yourself to everyone, from the department chair to administrative staff, technicians, and librarians. These relationships prove invaluable when you need rush orders or specialized equipment access. Find a mentor among senior graduate students who can decode both formal requirements and informal norms. Before touching your first pipette, establish a working plan with your supervisor. Break your project into manageable phases with realistic timelines, and crucially, schedule time off. Continuous work without breaks leads to burnout, not productivity. Develop meticulous documentation habits from day one. Your lab notebook should capture everything: successes, failures, random thoughts, and experimental parameters. This becomes your lifeline when analyzing data or troubleshooting months later. Similarly, start your bibliography immediately. Adding references as you go takes minutes. Reconstructing them later takes days. Build a social support network, especially if you've relocated. Don't bottle up problems. Unresolved issues ferment into bigger crises. Graduate life is demanding, but it shouldn't devour your entire existence. The PhD journey resembles staring up at Everest, impossibly distant and overwhelming. The solution? Break it into climbable segments. Chunk the big picture into 6-month, 1-year, and longer timeframes, then zoom in to 3-month and 1-month objectives. Make each goal measurable so you'll know definitively when you've achieved it. Most time management problems stem from poor skills rather than actual time shortage. Track your daily activities for 1 week, noting task switches and energy levels. This reveals where hours actually go, often toward low-priority tasks. Schedule complex lab work during high energy periods and routine tasks when energy dips. When overwhelmed, list everything needed, breaking large tasks into smaller components. Assign priorities from A, very important, to F, unimportant, then rewrite in priority order. The Pareto Principle reveals that 20% of your efforts produce 80% of results. You're in the effective 20% when advancing lab goals and feeling accomplished. You're stuck in the less productive 80% when handling others' requests you have no stake in or constantly addressing urgent matters. Even with clear goals and good habits, progress can lag. The monthly progress monitor addresses this through four questions. Which results from last month matter most? Did you deviate from your plan and why? What are your most important goals for next month? What obstacles might arise and how will you overcome them? This system reveals patterns in your working style and encourages actionable goals. After several months, reviewing your forms uncovers key insights. Initially, you'll likely overplan. With experience, your planning becomes realistic, expectations align with goals, and you anticipate obstacles earlier. The process encourages honest self-evaluation, helping you recognize what slows progress. Discussing patterns with your supervisor can further improve productivity. This simple tool transforms vague anxieties into concrete action plans, turning the PhD journey from a disorienting maze into a navigable path with visible milestones. Scientific research thrives on trial and error. When experiments fail despite flawless design, remember that discovery follows its own timeline. Negative results can be as valuable as positive ones. Learning to think like a scientist means developing patience and perspective, seeing both the big picture and celebrating small steps forward. When facing setbacks, failed experiments, contaminated cultures, equipment failures, start by clearly identifying the problem in writing. What exactly is your setback? What have you failed to achieve? Review your answers to understand your emotional response, but avoid personalizing the setback. Experimental failure doesn't equal personal failure. Seek support from colleagues, friends, and family. Consult experienced scientists and your supervisor. They've faced similar challenges. With proper perspective, you'll recognize frustrations as bumps in the road rather than insurmountable obstacles. Once you acknowledge you're stuck, you're halfway to recovery. Take care of yourself through proper meals, sleep, and exercise. Try new experimental approaches or seek help from senior scientists. If persistent doubts about your PhD path plague you, carefully consider your options. A PhD offers versatility beyond bench science or academia. Many doctorate holders successfully transition to policymaking, journalism, communication, teaching, or consulting. Doctoral success depends on collaboration with supervisors, postdocs, students, and technicians. Understanding personality differences transforms challenging relationships into productive partnerships. The Myers-Briggs framework identifies four dimensions. Extroverts recharge through social interaction and talk-think-talk in meetings. Introverts prefer solitude and think-talk-think. Sensation-driven people rely on facts. Intuition-driven people perceive patterns. Thinkers prioritize logic. Feelers consider interpersonal impact. Judgers prefer structured planning. Perceivers thrive on multitasking. Teams benefit from diverse personalities contributing complementary strengths. Poor supervisor communication hinders progress. Schedule regular face-to-face meetings, even 15-minute monthly sessions. Prepare specific questions, limit to three, and your own ideas. Take notes and follow up with email summaries for documentation. Focus effort on those least willing to collaborate. Progress often depends on the weakest links. Choose communication channels based on message content and recipient preferences. Tougher messages warrant personal approaches. Frame communications as requests rather than orders, inviting input and creating two-way exchanges.